What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yes, it is.
The R&B Money Podcast.
What is
it? Is youthful.
Yeah, it is.
We tap into the new generation.
Yeah.
The new sound.
In a real way.
The new gifts. New excellence.
Yeah, you better have dreadlocks or something.
You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, dye your tips.
Like, come on, like now. The brother we got on here now has been a superstar since he was a children.
This man has been victorious.
he's been victorious as a childster. You understand what I'm saying? He's an adult.
A childster?
Yes, a children. And now he's an adult.
Yeah.
And he kicking everybody's ass. Make some noise for the brother Leon Thomas in the family.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
That was an amazing intro, by the way. Thank you, man.
Come
I appreciate
on, man. I got
that.
You, brother.
Yeah,
you
know, that was fly.
To kick off your next album?
Yeah, I mean, if you can. Yeah, I'm going to hit you up for sure. Yeah.
Listen, bro, first of all, thank you. Thank you for your time. You know what I mean? We know you are working.
Man.
That's what we do know.
Yeah.
Man, but thank you so much for having me. Yeah, man. I've actually been watching the podcast. Yeah. Y'all are so fucking funny. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. And we commend you, brother, because, you know, this is a tough place to grow up in.
Absolutely.
A very tough place to grow up in. And from the first time we've crossed paths, like, you can tell that you were raised well.
Shout out to my mama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just came from a really amazing musical tribe that just surrounded me with love and support. I mean, it's funny. I'm around a lot of artists and to hear that sometimes their parents weren't supportive early on, you know, it's kind of crazy to me because I don't know a world that isn't that. And and I feel like really having God in my life, too, has really helped just keep things smooth.
You know, with in that parental space, right? Sometimes I think of it like this, as as most of us maybe, I know, are first generation to this place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so our parents, when you start talking about dreaming of this kind of life,
right?
They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Walgreens has some openings right now.
Yeah.
Walmart, they stocking boxes right now for $22 an hour.
There are no openings in artistry.
There's
being
no
artist. Yeah, yeah.
There's no guarantee.
There's an opening to be a superstar. Yeah. Or to be on, this just doesn't.
And so
we're pulling this out of the air.
By being first generation, that dream sounds so, in a real life, crazy.
Right.
To most people. You know what I mean? Wow. And the parents that, you know, haven't lived the crazy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't get it until they see it. And thank God, you know, you were surrounded with parents and people who at least had the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
To nurture you and get you prepared. As a matter of fact, let's start there. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? My grandfather just flew out yesterday, and we were talking about just his whole journey in music, and he started naming names of people that he was around. He was talking about Cab Calloway.
Mm.
He was talking about Miles Davis. You know, he was talking about Leonard Bernstein. You know, I mean, this guy, he was an amazing opera singer in the 1960s, and to be black and to
your
be
your grandfather.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be in that place was
you
like
wasn't
really
supposed
special.
To be in that place.
Yeah. I was very special around
What's
that time.
What's your grandfather's name?
John Anthony.
John Anthony. Okay.
Wow. So I mean every time he comes into town and even when I travel to New York, you know, I spend most of my time just asking questions. I mean, how did he stay sane through all of the different changes and even being in a position where, you know, the civil rights movement was going on and genuinely having to kind of keep a level head during so much climate, you know, just a wild climate at that time, you know?
Yeah, because your reaction could, at that time, get you killed.
It could get you straight killed,
So and, he was in a place where, I mean, of course, we know he belonged, but you singing opera?
And I mean, he was working with the Poor People's March, and he was telling me a story yesterday about how James Brown came through to do a free concert in this tent that they set up. And that's just so cool to me. Like, he was really chopping it up with James Brown back in the day, like, you know, at his greatest. Because, I mean, whenever he comes through and he's in my car, I always like to play, like, some old school funky, you know, just kind of vibe out. But, yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning to where, you know, you as all things that you are, right?
Right.
Somebody was like, that boy right there, I'm telling you right there, that boy gonna be something. Or even when you said to yourself, I think I got something special.
Well, it's a pretty crazy story because I was 10 years old and my mom, she's also a singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was doing a really cool show and took me to a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend was like, you should audition for The Lion King. And that was my first ever audition. I went in and you know,
just
did
out
my
of the
thing.
Blue, you should audition for The Lion King.
Well, I mean, I was just a charismatic kid, you know, running around and it was a rehearsal, so I'm like kind of humming and singing and just being, you know, myself.
Yeah.
And you know, I ended up doing the audition, got the first audition, and ended up doing Broadway at 10 years old. And for me, like, to go from just being a regular kid to, like, you know, starring on Broadway in front of like 400 people, packed house, and seeing the reaction of the, you know, people in the crowd. I mean, you can kind of see behind the lights, but for the most part, I just remember seeing, you know, the front row and just seeing the joy on people's faces. That was the moment where I knew. I was like, okay, this
How many shows are you doing a week?
I was doing, at that time, 4, but I did 3 Broadway plays in 3 years. So the other ones I was doing like 8 shows a week. And, you know, once I kind of got into the space of theater, it just made a lot of sense. You know, shout out to Linda Twine. She was a musical director for a lot of the big plays at that time. And she went way back with my grandfather, too. So there was like a bit of a family aspect to it. So it kind of felt like fun. It was like a playground for me. But Broadway is no joke. You gotta show up. You better show out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you only get one time to do it.
Are you going to school as well at this time or no?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to school. I'm waking up. I'm going to school. You know, I do my homework in the afternoon and then I'm, you know, going backstage and I'm doing a show. I'm waking up. I'm doing it all over again. Sometimes I would have a matinee on Wednesday. I would get a half day. Got to do homework backstage. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was pretty crazy. I should have been homeschooled at that time, but I was still in public school just doing me.
So how is, I mean, I was never in school and famous. So how is it being in school and being on Broadway at the same time?
Are you what letting your kids know that?
Yeah, what is your school? Swag like at most school?
Kids, like you're in that age group, which is fourth, fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they even know what Broadway is?
They don't. So like, okay, you know, okay. For the younger years, I'll say like middle school, it was kind of just like whatever. It wasn't until I started doing like movies. Mm-hmm. I did a film with Robin Williams called August Rush. And
Who'd you do the film with again?
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Legend. Terrence Howard was in that film too, man.
And Iron Man, man.
And Iron Man, man.
Iron Man, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, like, and that one still, like, it took like 2 years for it to come out. So I was telling my friends, like, yeah, you're going to see me in the movies. And they were like, I ain't gonna see you in no movie, you know. Yeah. So it's still that element, and you know, being in Brooklyn too, you know, it was just such a grounded situation. You know, mm-hmm. I was going to a very public school, like it wasn't one of those fancy, you know, art schools or anything. So I really got a lot of balance, and my friends were always very supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think once the Nickelodeon stuff started happening, I noticed going on the train was different. Like, you know, people kind of looking at me, or even going to school and people treating me different than they did before.
You're on Nickelodeon and still taking the train to school and doing the whole.
Yeah, man.
That's New York, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going.
They different in New York.
Hey, yo, son. Is that you?
That's you. Hey,
literally,
yo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I thought I was about to get robbed, hey, B, and my boy just wanted to
look
pick.
Look at who it is, B.
Yeah.
What you got on you, son?
I guess them checks ain't come in, huh,
nah.
Son?
Exactly. You're here with us. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, bro. Just trying to make
kinda
it work.
What you
really?
Got on, B? What's that?
He said, I thought they was going to rob me.
I like your style,
I really
son.
Did, bro. Like, the first couple times I got recognized, I really thought I was about to get robbed, but it was all love. And that was a cool thing. I felt
you started
like,
realizing that the thugs watch Nickelodeon?
Yeah. they really watch Nickelodeon, man. At this point, I'm definitely good in any hood.
But you know what it is, though, too? Like, guys don't necessarily know how to soften up to show love. So it's aggression either way. Either you know way. What I'm saying? So either it way. All feels the same.
Absolutely.
A robbing or a salute.
You still feel like you're getting pressed.
You still feel like you're getting pressed. That's funny. I had to learn that early.
Right.
Because dudes would be looking at me and I'm like,
yeah, what's
nigga,
up?
What is you looking at?
Yeah,
what's
for
happening?
Real. Yeah.
Nigga, I love your music, nigga. I'm like, okay. Well, thank you, man.
Well, thank you, brother.
Maybe I deserve too.
Maybe I deserve, nigga. That's some good shit, nigga.
Yeah, maybe a smile, brother. Like, you know,
anything,
something, like just a little.
And so it took me a while just to get used to that,
right,
and
right,
to like, and to be more welcoming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See somebody looking like this. What up, brother? How you doing, man?
Nah, I definitely took time because I'm really from Brooklyn. So
no,
I was
really from
ready.
There.
Like,
my daughters, my daughters grew up in New York.
Oh, word,
so
word.
They came up in Harlem.
Yeah, it's dope.
And so my oldest went to PPAS.
Oh, yeah. That's a great school.
Yeah, she went to Harlem School of the Arts.
Okay,
and she was on the Metropolitan Opera.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they was catching the train early.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so where are you going? Oh, we're on the train. Just goes. You're barely a teenager. That's what we do in New York.
But I mean, it's just, you know,
I
how you get around.
I've never been on the train in New York.
Really?
Never.
You got to do it at least once
I've done
or twice,
it
man.
My son made me do it.
Yeah, you should.
My son made me do it because he said that's where the Ninja Turtles were. He was younger. He older now.
Yeah.
I ain't put you on blast, dude. But you thought you was going to see a Ninja Turtle.
Sure. I mean, it is
I
what would've, it is.
If Zion said he would, I would've. Yeah.
It is what he was little, bro. He wanted to see the Ninja Turtles.
Nah, that's
like,
funny.
We probably not going to see him. Are we going to see a drunk nigga dressed up as a turtle?
Nigga,
but
what? With green pantyhose on, it get different.
Nah, it's definitely different.
What is
the train?
What is that about? As you are a New Yorker,
yeah.
What is it about the train that makes niggas get? And I'm not saying niggas in terms of just men, women, and just get wild and beside themselves. What is that about?
Well, first off, there's like 6 million people smacked into this very small location. So you're dealing with all types of cultures and, you know, mental health issues all being crammed onto a very small train. You know, it's very possible this shit's going to get real.
But
you
why do they want to do? It's always there.
It's always there. Because right. that's the meeting spot.
Like, I mean, it maybe that's the meeting spot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's active all day.
Yeah.
Let's go to the train.
Think about it. You've done whatever you've done in your job all day. And maybe you've had enough.
Yeah.
When you get on the train.
Maybe you've had enough. That's really what it is. You're tired. And you're dealing with a lot of bullshit, man. Yeah.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be on the train.
And that crack off?
And that crack off.
Nah, plenty of fights.
Because
shit gets real.
I'm not I'm 0 to 100.
Right.
I'm going straight to 100 because I want to get off the train.
Word. But you ain't going nowhere, bro. You got to wait till the next stop.
I want to make, listen, I'm the epitome of it's going to be you or it's going to be me.
Got you, heard you.
I'm getting off this train.
Word.
I'm going to try.
You just had like a Liam Nielsen. What's his nigga name? Liam Nielsen.
Yeah, what's his name?
I possess a certain kind of skills that I can develop it over.
It's me, aren't you?
I'm serious.
Damn. But I'm getting off this train.
I'm just preparing just in case. I know you got some movies coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man.
They might need a, you know what I'm saying? They might need an evil guy. So how is Nickelodeon for you? How is that experience?
It was a real process, you know, because I think Nickelodeon signed me to a development deal at like 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So I had a record deal and they were developing a TV show around me. And at the same time, I was doing the show on Nick Jr. called The Backyard Again, mm-hmm. which was like a huge show internationally, right? Yeah. So there was all these big meetings. It kind of felt like the corporate swoop up, you know what I'm saying? And it was a really interesting thing to finally, you know, be in a position where, you know, I knew that I was going to actually be on TV in multiple different shows and you know, they kind of fostered my career from a very early age. At that time, because of the movie August Rush, I also got a 3-picture movie deal with Warner Brothers.
At what age?
That was at 13. And so like there was like this big moment with like corporate structures kind of saying like, we believe in your talent. We know that there's something there and we're going to build something around you. The writer's strike happened. I had 3 years where I couldn't do anything. No movies, no TV shows.
The strike was for 3 years?
Yeah, the strike was for 3 years.
Wow.
So from, you know, I want to say 13 to 15, there was just kind of a bit of a lull. And they found a show, and it was done by this executive producer, Dan Schneider, who did like all the big shows at that time, Kenan and Kel, iCarly, you know, just huge shows. So I was really looking forward to being on one of his, you know, shows, because Kenan and Kel, for me as a black kid watching, you know, kids kind of look like me, you know, kind of be goofy and fun, was just so tight. And you know, Dan really opened his doors creatively and you know, let me kind of be on one of his biggest shows, Victorious, which I got to work with a young Ariana Grande and just kind of be around like the who's who of like who was going to be next in young Hollywood at that time. And moving my family from New York to LA to pursue that, you know, so 3-season arc.
At 16?
16.
The fam come with you?
Yeah, the whole family. And, you know, the network knew that I was based in New York and we're willing to put something in my, you know, contract to make sure that I can move my family with me because I needed that, you know. You can't move to Hollywood at 16 in that situation and not be corrupt. So I was like, I needed my family, bro. Like, we need some home-cooked meals and some strong discipline, you feel me?
16 years old, some money in my pocket.
I was about to go insane, bro. Like, insane. I had other friends who were roommates, you know, no parents around. Like, they would definitely have a lot of fun.
Out of control. So when you get these, you have this 3-picture deal.
Yeah.
You got this TV show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you buy?
Yeah.
Did your mama let you touch some of the cash?
I'll be completely honest with you. I was a very humble kid. The way that I looked at it was, you know, my parents had sacrificed so much of their personal business. They were running a very successful club day band at that time, which meant they were doing like huge weddings for billionaires and, you know, opening up for Chaka Khan and all these really cool people. Yeah. And they really put a lot of their stuff on pause to be able to, you know, travel. Like, I did a tour in Los Angeles and San Francisco with one of the Broadway plays and was doing TV shows and always had to fly. So my mom really put their business on hold.
To chase your dream.
I decided, I was like, you know, anything that came in from this time period, yo, that's for y'all. Let me just take a 15%, you know, mark and just put that away for college or if I want to start a business at 18 or 19. And honestly, I want to just kind of live below my means, you know, because I just saw a lot of my other friends, you know, they got they little check.
They was tricking
and
it
was
up.
Just like kind of got real, you know, mama, his Benz and his this and his that. And I was just like, I saw them also fall off after a certain point, you know, watch that Benz depreciate, like saw a lot of things happen that didn't really make sense to me. And I knew just also from doing some research, watching documentaries, like how I needed to move in order to kind of get out of this unscathed.
Wow.
Hey, bro.
Wow.
You know what? I'm clapping. I'm gonna clap for that. Yeah. No, because that's amazing for you to have that type of foresight to see, like, you know, I'm not the first one that this has happened for.
Nah.
And this is usually how it goes.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
If I turn that route.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll end up, you know, in a fucked up situation.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, you know, at that time, you know, my mom was trying to start a couple different businesses. You know, I was trying to see how we could maybe, you know, pivot some of the money into some of the things she was trying to build, as well as even for me, you know, saving money for my artist career as well. And, you know, I was really getting into production a lot because, I mean, they were putting me, when I was in New York, I was working with like Bob Power and Oak and Toby Gad and like all these really great songwriters and producers. Mm-hmm. And I really fell in love with the process of making music. So a lot of my money went towards like gear and stuff like that, just to kind of like have something to kind of vibe, you know, and something that could kind of pay me back later on, hopefully, which it did.
That's incredible.
That was just
bro.
A vibe.
That's really, really dope, man. Because like I said, people just don't understand that this is truly a marathon.
It is a marathon.
This is truly a marathon. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, have to be able to survive it.
I've seen so much, man. And I mean, I've also seen some amazing, you know, like victory stories, you know, like seeing people really get across the finish line and really be able to just like do what they got to do. I mean, me and Kiki, we started at the same time. We were some of the only like young black faces, you know, doing our thing. So, I mean, to be able to see her, Kiki Palmer, I'm sorry, Kiki Palmer.
The Kiki Palmer, we need you on
here. The Kiki Palmer, for real.
Kiki Palmer, yeah.
But like we were in similar situations where we were really doing a lot of what we were doing to also support the families that were supporting us as well, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, bro.
It's just like, I'm a perfect example of what not to do when you get your money. I'm perfect. I am the guy.
So what did you do? Man, what's going on?
I'll tell you exactly what I did. First thing I did is, you know, went to strip club.
Okay.
It's the first thing I did.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, no, I became a member.
Oh, wow. All
right. So I would, you know, help the girls pick out outfits before the club even opened.
He thought he was Dollar Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
He thought he was Dollar Bill.
And in this place, because I had this money, I was a guy.
Right.
I was sought after.
Exactly.
I went and got me a car.
All right.
Lexus 300.
Okay.
Platinum edition.
There we
black
go.
On black, bubble eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I bought me a gun.
That makes sense, man. You chill at the strip club a lot. I feel you, brother. I ain't mad at you. That's literally where my boy just got robbed, man. Strip clubs are dangerous, man.
Bought me a firearm.
Because they know you got cash.
For real,
they know you got cash.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, just letting them know. Don't let the church kid fool you.
Come on, man.
How long did the cash last?
I don't know. Not that long.
I feel it. Yeah.
You know, the good thing I had done is with my money when I was on tour with Ginuwine and Aaliyah, I paid off all my bills.
I love that.
So that was the first thing. My mama made me pay off all my bills. But then when I got my, you know, record deal advance and my publishing deal advance, that's when
it went left.
That's when Frank the Tank came out.
Frank the Tank, I love it.
And started getting active. I'm talking about crab legs as big as your back.
Right.
Crystal by the case.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell.
It gets real.
Nothing.
It gets
with
real.
No record out.
Huh?
With no record
no
out.
No record out.
Wow.
No record. I was a thousandaire background singer.
I was a thousandaire background with a record deal.
With a record. Listen, I had what? I had like about 250 on me.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In 98.
He didn't realize what that 250 had sold.
I didn't know how fast it would move.
And they wanted everything for that 250 too.
Exactly.
So I like, you know, that and then moving to LA, you know, with, I think at that point, I kind of blew the money. And
yeah, LA's a trip.
I had $1,000 when I first moved to LA and the same car. I still had the car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring the gun.
That's a good thing.
And
nah, he probably shouldn't have brought the
gun. That's right. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
And I came with my MPC and my XP80 keyboard, my Roland, and I figured it out.
Listen.
I said, so it's when you say investing in that gear,
yeah,
that's one thing I did do. I said, I'm going to buy this MPC. I'm going to buy this Mackie mixer. I'm going to buy these.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, I'm going to work and I'm going to figure this out. I don't know where these songs are going to go. I don't know if they're ever going to come out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to know how to do this so that when the time comes, I'm going to be able to feed somebody.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully yourself.
Hopefully myself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you, so you mentioned when you first did the Nickelodeon deal, they also gave you a record deal.
Yeah.
What label?
I was at Columbia. Columbia Records.
So they had a partnership with Nickelodeon?
Mm-hmm. They had a really good collaboration with them, and they had signed a bunch of people from like Glee and stuff. So I mean, there was like an element of like kind of trying to figure out how to convert a lot of the actors from some of their big, you know, shows into stars in music.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting journey, you know, because it was their first run with this partnership, Columbia, Nickelodeon. So I was definitely kind of like, it was very experimental. But, you know, it was really cool because I was able to do a couple songs that actually ended up on the show that I wrote when I was like 14.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah.
it just taught me the process of writing a song, and like that feeling of people singing something back that I helped write and co-produce was like,
yeah, are you performing really special, these songs at that time?
Yeah, I was performing those songs on the show. Okay. And we were doing like big shows too.
Y'all were touring too.
Well, that's the thing. As a cast, we didn't all want to tour because we were around a time when the song started becoming, you know, really successful. We were like 17, you know, 18, listening to Frank Ocean, this and that. And it's like stuff for kids. And it started to feel like, okay, if we start touring now, we're setting ourselves up to be doing this for the next 2.5 years, and specifically in this one market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ariana and I and even a couple of the other actors on the show all knew that afterwards we were definitely trying to like take a stab at this music stuff in a very real way. Yeah. And we knew brand was a big part of it. Mind you, we missed out on millions of dollars, but we also made millions of dollars after the fact by having a brand that was true to us.
Yeah. So was there a Disney and Nickelodeon beef?
Not at all. We all actually used to kick it.
Oh, you didn't run up on Disney niggas?
Nah. No. Everybody was like kicking it. You know, Dylan and Cole, Zach and Cody.
Whoop your Mickey Mouse ass.
Like, yo, everybody was just vibing. I mean, we were all young, and this was essentially like our high school, you know?
Okay.
All of us were homeschooled at that point because we had full-time jobs to the point where our schedules were insane. So it was really...
Y'all understood each other?
Yeah. Those were the kids who got us, who kind of understood what we were going through at that time, you know? Yeah.
And so now, as your movie, TV, all of this has landed, what is your progression musically that gets you into this, you know, 17, 18-year-old? I mean, for you, it's like a grown space where you're like, I don't want to chase the Disney sound or the Disney thing.
Yeah.
I
can't
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon? My apologies.
Respect.
No, it's all right.
We are not chasing that. I need to, you know, as you're listening to Frank Ocean and these guys, you're like, I need some of that.
Yeah.
What is that progression like? And are you still with Columbia to do that?
I'm still with Columbia at that point. And they set me up with a life-changing session. They sat me down with Babyface. Mm. And growing up, like, listening to Babyface was everything. Like, my dad's a huge fan.
All of us.
So, like, and I was a huge fan. So, like, to even just to be in the studio with him was like such a blessing, and he really took a liking to, you know, what I was doing as an artist, and, you know, really opened his doors. He did something that I don't think I've ever seen any other big producer do for me, which was open his doors and say, you can use this 24 hours a day, just like keep making great music and you're good to go. And gave me a room that I could just kind of vibe out with. There was younger producers there that I ended up working with a lot. There's a producer, Chris Riddick Tynes, that I started a production duo with called The Rascals. And I mean, I went from going there like once every couple months to like being there every day and being around the elements of R&B that really made me even want to make music, like seeing like a Lionel Richie walk in or a Stevie Wonder do a Christmas record, or, you know, just like just to be around legends and giants, you know, to always feel humbled and know that like there's more to it. I didn't go to school for music, so that was the closest thing to like class, you know.
Your face is like a godfather to so many people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And he has the space and the infrastructure and the information, you know what I mean? And he does not mind paying it forward by
it's
any
beautiful,
means.
Man.
Like, I played for him he just called me out of the blue one day and had me play for him on a Christmas thing.
That's dope.
For this Christmas thing he was doing for these people, rich people in the hills that they do every year, and he performs. And he's like, I want you to sing a couple songs as well.
That's fine.
And so, you know, by the time, I kind of over-exaggerate anytime I talk about Babyface. So by the time the message got back to my parents, I was like, yeah, Babyface called me. He said, I'm the most amazing singer he's ever heard in his life. He said, there's no way he could do this Christmas thing without me.
Yeah, word.
He said, I played the piano very Beethoven-ish. He thinks my fingers are magic.
So all lies, pretty much.
Yeah, just like all lies. Okay, all right, all good, all good.
But, you know, he's that guy that you would love an approval from, that you would love some encouragement from. And that's going to fuel you to just do whatever.
Absolutely, man. I mean, knowing that the underdogs came from under his wing as well. And
Damon Thomas.
Like, yeah. Those are like some of the first guys that I actually worked with when I started doing R&B. Mm-hmm. Just kind of let me know that like I had a lot to learn from the source of like where they even learned a lot of what they do from. And he really genuinely taught me a lot. And at that time, you know, I was really close with Ariana. I'm still close with her to this day, but she was working on her first album. Mm-hmm. And I had thrown like a little party at the studio, you know, just real chill, and played her some records. And next thing we knew, we were doing like half of her first album. And I pulled Babyface in because I knew she was kind of doing like a 90s theme. Mm-hmm. And it just really worked out. It just became like a really cool mutually. We did like... I think four or five songs on that on that first album, and it went really well.
Oh yes,
like,
it did.
She went crazy. She went nuts.
Oh yes, it did.
Yeah, she kept it.
Oh my
We're
god.
Up.
Yeah.
Garcon.
Oh, yeah. 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 Who worked on that with y'all? Was it Face and Tony Face, Dixon?
Tony Dixon. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Tony. Honestly, I spent a lot of time working with Tony Dixon. Man, I really got to give him his flowers because he's like just an amazing producer and a good human. And he would always talk about the cautionary tales of being in R&B and all of the things that he's seen. And I mean, just kind of learning from the experiences that he's been around kind of helped me steer away from a lot of things that I didn't have to.
You know, he was
to,
in the trenches with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know.
We were all in the trenches together. And it's funny you said that because he gave you his example of what he'd been around. Because Tony is a guy who kind of stands back.
He watches
and observes everything that's going on.
Exactly.
So like Tony just wasn't the guy who was jumping in it.
Exactly.
He's just that's not his thing. He'd be like,
I'm gonna get out of here, guys.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, but he's been able to move in this business without being caught up.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? In whatever situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of them.
He used to do this really cool thing. I mean, I only participated once or twice, but he would have like once, I want to say every couple months, he would do like a suit day where we would come to the studio, everybody be in suits, making music. I thought that was so cool.
Oh, Tony, you got a suit day?
Come on, Tony, man, a suit day.
You got a suit day, Tony.
He's also a photographer now,
too. My boy would come clean. I was like, all right, bro.
That's where the money has taken you, Tony Dixon.
Come on, man. Suit day was tight.
Suit day was tight. Yeah.
I love suit day.
That's also putting the young fellas on to something different.
Yeah, exactly. Like I mean, you got to go to these events, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm definitely a big streetwear fan, you know what I'm saying? So it was fun to, you know, switch it up.
Nigga, put out his suit. I got to call Tony.
Because he didn't invite us to suit day.
He didn't invite us to suit day. He know I got them suits.
Come on now.
He know I got that gas.
He used to have them Steve Harveys, them original Steve Harveys.
Those Steve Harvey suits were awesome.
Yeah, man.
What? You absolutely.
No, I definitely agree. You know what's funny? There's this old picture. It was my Color Purple. They did the big premiere for the Broadway play. And I told my mom I wanted...
You were in Color Purple Broadway, too?
Yeah, okay. I did Color Purple.
Lion King, Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. Just the top shit?
Okay. But
the floss is real.
Yeah. I wanted to be in a zoot suit, man. But the closest thing I could find was a Steve Harvey. So there's a picture of me...
I got it.
In the
Jacob,
hat, bro.
Please find.
Jacob, pull it up. Go to the car.
In a Steve Harvey purple pinstripe suit. Listen, like, it was bad.
Let me tell you something.
It was a bad look for me, but the Steve Harvey suits are great.
In Steve's day.
That was rough.
Listen. Steve a fly OG.
No, he's a fly dude. That shit was trash back in the day.
Back then it was not.
No, it was trash.
I'm not gonna let you do this to Steve. I'm not gonna let you do this to
Steve
to
my guy now.
Steve Ben had it.
Super fly.
Bald head Steve is fly.
But I mean, next level hairline Steve was crazy too.
He had his own line, Jay. His own line, Jay. That's how old he was. I walked into a warehouse, nothing but Steve suits.
Yeah, man.
I picked out like six of them.
This is personal. This is personal.
It really
is,
man.
And I'm telling you why it's personal.
Oh, what's up?
Because those were the part of the closet that I told him he had to burn when I started managing.
Oh, word.
The six Steve Harvey suits was in there.
That's it. You didn't let him go.
You didn't have to tell him that. See, this is the thing. I held on to the suits a little too long.
It's okay. All right. It's okay.
You know?
But Appreciation for the OG.
They had sentimental value.
Yeah. I get it.
Steve told me personally.
Right.
These suits are for you.
Man, you could have fit a 20-inch rim into one of them pants legs, man.
Wow, wow.
That's how we was wearing it back then. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I don't like the disappointment on some of y'all faces. Like, this is,
oh my God.
This is how we was trapping back then.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, because you could definitely have an AK-47
in one of the legs.
Definitely trapping. All right, makes sense.
Yeah. You just started listing credits, man, that first got out of control. You know, just starting with the Ariana Grande, you know. Of course, you know, a good friend of ours, Harmony Samuels.
Shout out to him, man.
You sharing company with...
He's a great one, man.
Y'all did something special.
He's a legend,
bro. Y'all did something special.
So I would like for you to, if you don't mind,
just
start listing some of the credits, if you don't.
Well, you know, it started with Ariana. And then I think, you know, we really went through a nice R&B moment. So then I think from there it was like LMA, you know, Chris Brown, and then, you know, Drake has been a really big one. Ty Dolla $ign.
Let's stop there. Let's go back.
Because you had multiple records.
Let's go back to the Drake.
Yeah, you produced multiple records.
Drake has definitely been an amazing addition.
Could you name
everything.
Those Drake records?
Yeah, Gold Roses. Yeah, I did Pipe Down.
Pipe Down.
In the Bible. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Certified lovers.
Certified. Yeah.
Where did y'all record that? Y'all in like the Bahamas or somewhere
so,
else? Right?
Yeah, so. That whole story was interesting, man, because, all right, so Love All, which is one of the records I didn't name, was one of the first songs that we did.
Additional.
I forgot. Sorry, so many.
My mind.
Nah, but that was one of the joints we did a while ago.
Hold on, let's go
back. It was like the first song.
Let me start you back at the beginning.
Yeah.
How do you get to Drake?
Boy Wonder. I got a shout out to my boy.
Boy Wonder
is definitely easily one of my, you know, biggest mentors right now, especially because, you know, I'm working with him very closely on a lot of big projects. Mm-hmm. And Boy Wonder just kind of, he just took a liking to
he's one
to,
of the nicest
to Chris
humans
and I. Yeah, he's
on the
like
planet.
So nice.
He's
man.
One of the nicest humans on the planet.
Love Boy Wonder.
And he just, you know, started working with us. And, you know, he was working on a management situation around that time called Isla Management. And, you know, shout out to Simon and EK. They came in and offered us a deal to start working with them. And they're very connected to Drake and his whole team. And, you know, that was after we did Gold Roses, kind of naturally just vibing with some of their producers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, over time, you know, things were being sent around to Drake's team, and Love All was one of the first songs that came out of it from the Certified Lover Boy album, and the whole album had leaked at first, so that was a part of the first batch of records, but he loved that song so much, and it had gotten so much love online from the leak, he decided to keep it, and you know, flew me out to Bahamas to kind of start cooking up some more stuff, and, you know, to really kind of be around him, and to kind of absorb his energy and like who he is as a human being made it really possible to then go back to LA and like start really crafting records that kind of matched his vibe, you know? And it was such a blessing, but a lot of it all happened in LA, but Bahamas was like more so research for me than anything else. We made some music. And
had you ever been before?
No, it's my first time, man. Okay. You know, I don't really travel for fun a lot. I'm a bit of a workaholic. And if I am traveling, it's usually for work. Yeah. So, but that was one of those situations where I was working, but we were also vibing, you know. Yeah. And it was like during COVID too, so I was a little afraid of like doing too much, but we were definitely just chilling by the beach, kicking it. So it was cool, man.
Then you started to mention another certified homie, super gifted. My name is Ty Dolla, you'd use, but you're about to say Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign, yeah. Ty Dolla, I mean, he's like my
monster.
My brother, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's really held it down. And I started playing him some of my music. Yeah. I started playing him some of my music early on when he was working on his album featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I was doing some stuff on that. And he just really took a liking to the music and always spoke so much power into what I was doing as an artist. And that was a really cool moment for me because a lot of artists, when you know they know that you're a producer, a songwriter, kind of like to keep you in that place. But he always like let me know.
He
thought I was cold, man. He thought I was cold. So that was really cool. Yeah. And I was about to put my project out independently, you know. And, you know, I met with Sean Barron to see if he knew any, like, A&Rs that maybe I could hire for a little bit just to kind of get some things together and, like, put a good marketing team around mm-hmm. what I was doing independently. And he was like, listen, we got a venture we're doing right now. And, you know, at that time, Baby Keem and Kendrick were, like, just dropping their stuff together. And I was like, we've never seen that in R&B.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sean Barron, too. That's a good dude.
For sure.
What if that kind of happened where you're kind of cross-pollinating, you know, both worlds and kind of like creating a platform and a bit of a cosign essentially in the space. And I mean, it's you know, proven to be pretty successful, man. And I'm excited to keep putting these records out because it definitely means a lot to me. Being on stage is such a big part of what I do coming from Broadway. So like, I'm definitely excited to get out the studio a bit and get back on
I've
the
never
stage.
Seen you on, I want to see you on stage.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited
would you,
to see
you. Would you
me
rather
like
have... If you had to choose, which you don't because you're talented in all these spaces, mm-hmm. which one would mean the most to you? A number one record, a number one movie, or a number one TV show?
I think a number one record.
Yeah?
Because, yeah, I've been on a number one TV show before. I think a number one record would be special because of just how much work I've put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was signing my first deal at 13, you know, I'm 29 now. You know, it's been a long time of like cooking up records and stopping and starting and trying to figure it out and surviving through production and songwriting and finally getting my shot right now just really means a lot to me. And knowing that I have fans who have literally grown up with me, you know, I want to do that for them just as much as I want to do it for me because I know they've been rooting from the sidelines and I'm wondering like what's going on, you know, like so. I'm really hoping for that and I'm gonna work hard for it.
I love that number one record is just
because there's so different. Many more things that are connected to that.
It's just different,
and
it's your story. I mean, I'm a writer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
like,
the direct connection to you.
It's me.
It's not a character. It's not a
right.
It's not an ensemble cast. It's
exactly
not any of that. It's a direct line to you.
My soul. Straight out, and your
true artistry and individuality.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's through the music. It's really the only way you can do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And have that is to, you know, go the artist route with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just always wonder, you know, when, you know, we have triple threats on the show, mm-hmm. you know?
But don't get it twisted. I definitely want to keep acting. And I mean, this is the year where I'm like definitely getting back to it. I've just been like, I wanted to approach acting on this next run with more tools, like learning Meisner, like just like really studying and like coming back with the ability to cry on command and just do different
things.
What
is Meisner?
You know, Meisner is a technique in acting. It's like a cousin to method acting. And I think it's important now for me to really step into a space that's all encompassing. You know, like when you see Denzel play a character, you forget it's Denzel. Mm-hmm. You know, Robert Downey Jr. specifically, you forget it's Robert sometimes, you know. And I want that ability to kind of dive into characters
and that's
in a deeper level. I don't know exactly what they study, but I just know that it's just a style of acting that I've just
because method acting is literally you coming in as that character.
You're coming in as that character. It's just the art of being. You know, mm-hmm. it's the art of being because I think there's so much thinking that goes into acting, and I feel like just kind of listening more is like a big thing that I've always struggled with in acting because I'm so line focused and worried about my faces and what my body language is doing and things like that. So I think now it's just like being, you know, and genuinely being in that scene and just not being afraid to fuck up and just have more fun, you know. But Meisner's pretty next level, so I'm still learning, you know, still getting it locked in. But that's one of the things I've been trying to just kind of like put in my pocket so I can come through and go crazy.
Have you studied Meisner?
I got a crush.
Have you studied Meisner?
I have not.
You need to study Meisner, dog.
I have a lot of great...
It's a book away. Get into your Meisner, dog.
The book is going to kill me. I have a lot of great methods that I use to approach my acting.
Yeah.
You know,
he's amazing, man.
I've studied a lot of the greats.
Man. Yeah.
He's seen your work.
You've
seen your work.
I'm tight, man.
Okay. I mean, you know, I mean, you talk about TV One, BET, you know what I'm saying? VH1, and I'm Denzel over there, baby. You know what I'm saying? Denzel over there, baby.
I love it.
You know? But I just finished a movie which was a really cool movie.
That was cool.
And it was directed by Robin Givens.
Oh wow.
Which was really cool.
Hell
because
yeah.
She's an actor.
Absolutely.
Like
thespian.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
Like her choices are infinite. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so we had been in a play together many moons back, but mm-hmm. this was different because she was actually, you know, it's hard to know if a great actor can lead mm-hmm. actors into great acting. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. every great player ain't a great coach.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily have the gift of distributing information, and not correctly anyway. You know what I'm saying? And that journey was crazy because it's like, as I'm dancing and in into different choices, and here comes this other really cool perspective, like, oh, I didn't mm-hmm. think about that. But you have a director who understands, like,
and can also show you an example of what they're thinking.
And I was getting there and can show you, like, Tank, what do you think about here? What do you think about being right here? Like, just, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. I like that. Let's do that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now it's play. Like, now you're having fun.
Now it's a vacation.
Yeah, we having a good time.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are you about to say?
Now, you know, I'm looking at you.
You looking at my piano?
Look at
you. It's just
piano,
unlimited, man.
Yeah.
It's unlimited piano, how you can make music now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and since it's so unlimited,
all right. There you go.
We understand you got some understanding of where a lot of this music has come from, and
absolutely,
you got artists that you love and you grew up on, and producers and writers
absolutely.
That you know. Leon, we just want to know your top five. Your top five.
What we want to know?
Top five. Yeah. Leon's top five. Oh. R&B artists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. R&B songs. Who are they? Who are they? Leon's top five. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, and Leon's top five.
Come on, brother, that was beautiful, man.
I think you drew it a little bit, man.
Damn. All right, so my top five. That's
R&B
pretty
artists.
Easy. That's super easy.
Let's go.
Stevie Wonder, ooh. If It's Magic.
No, go.
Just the artist first.
I like it.
I was about to just
listen, if the artist and the song go
together. You come to the R&B Money Podcast, you be ready like this, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Prince,
shit.
Michael Jackson.
God, damn.
And then I'm gonna try to find a new school, D'Angelo.
Yes.
Yeah. My top five. Like, straight out the gate. I'm just basing it off of what I listen to.
You know,
by the way,
ain't no way you not making good music. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Not with that top five. You have no choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man.
Shit.
Impeccable taste.
Impeccable taste. Palette of the gods.
Yeah. Man, appreciate you.
Yeah. Now, what about your song?
What about your song?
Now, see the songs. I'm gonna do some deep cuts, all right?
Yeah.
Now, If It's Magic by Stevie Wonder, it's just one of those records that I just started going back to. It's very simple. It's just him and a harp just vibing out.
It's out of control.
But it's just so dope, like, how he wrote that. And we have so many songs about love, and this was about life, and I thought that was really tight. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, once again, a record that, like, talked about life. Like things that were going on at his time, thought that was really special. Sam Cooke, Change Is Gonna Come.
Ooh.
I feel like that once again was like talking about
you?
Something,
Who
like really like
man?
Taking us there. Yeah. You know,
a studied young man. Yeah.
And then this is it's off the cuff one, but Prince, he has this album called Dirty Mind.
Of course.
And like his record
Head, album called Dirty
Head
Mind.
Is one of my favorite Prince records because it's just nasty. Hey, you could tell Prince was up there just vibing. You know,
nasty.
I feel like he was just at the crib going crazy or wherever he was. But
he's probably
like,
at the crib.
Just vibing. Yeah. I thought that was really dope. Yeah. And then Michael Jackson, Human Nature.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. That Human Nature,
timeless.
You can't get away from it.
You really can't.
Human Nature has been in the top five for countless people who've come on the R&B.
I mean, you know, Quincy says, you know, we're always chasing chills, you know, and that's one of those records, man. Like the first
chills,
time you hear it, like
stealing that,
still, bro, Yeah, I always get chills.
Jesus Christ.
Special, man.
Ah, okay. All right, you've dazzled me, young man.
Is that Greg Filling Gang?
Huh?
Is that Greg Filling Gang's playing on that
I think
record?
It might be. He was playing a lot of those parts.
I put nothing past Greg Filling Gang.
Greg is actually a really good friend of Babyface.
Yeah, that's how we know Greg's
our guy.
Bro, he would come by the studio and just like tell
nicest
stories.
Guy.
Like,
nicest guy.
The stories, man,
the
were
nicest
amazing.
Guy.
Coolest guy of all
You know,
times.
He thought that Juvenile was saying Greg Filling Gang, no lie. I'm 18 years old and I'm in the studio with Babyface and Greg Filling Gang, and he thought that they were saying his name or back
hilarious.
That ass up. And I said, no, sir. No, sir.
Hey, yo.
No, sir. I don't know Sir Juvenile. But
there's no way. Yo.
There's absolutely no reason.
My boy was wilding.
There's no reason.
Y'all will never listen to that record the same again, though. There's watch the next scene, no y'all hear that same. Y'all be like, Greg Billy Gage, yeah.
Greg, you gotta stop this shit.
Nah, that's crazy.
This is out of control. I promise. The guy is saying Greg feeling gains. Yeah, it's right on the record.
I just never forgot that.
Yo, that's fucking funny, bro.
We gotta have him testify on the podcast when he comes.
Absolutely.
There's a rumor going around
that Jay started.
That's great. All right, Leon. Okay, you think you got all your shit together.
All right, what's up?
We're going to do a R&B Voltron.
I don't know what that is, but let's go.
Okay.
Oh, like if we could get a band together that's...
No, it's not a band.
That's all right. I don't know, man. Okay.
Young man.
Voltron was... It was
Transformers, right?
No, it's not Transformers. It was five lions.
Oh, okay. Word.
There were five machine lions.
Gotcha.
Red, black, blue, yellow.
Word.
And I said black. Black, blue, yellow, red, and white. Was it white? Green. Wow. And they all were on their own lion machines. And everybody, man. And there were five people that operated the lions.
Okay.
And they would go and fight evil all throughout the universe. Man. And then when they came against the big monster, they would form a big lion, the big person, and look like a human being.
Word.
The face of all the lions. Two lions with the arms.
Gotcha.
Another two lions was the arm, was the feet.
Thanos. You know what I'm
saying? And the middle lion was the body. It's not Thanos.
I know who both are.
And the middle line, the middle lion was the body.
All
and
right.
They had a sword. They chopped the... Anyway,
word.
The Voltron is you putting your superhero R&B artists together. Where
gotcha.
You're getting the vocal from, the performance style,
okay.
The styling, and the passion. Here we go. Who are you getting the vocal from for your Voltron?
Transformer.
The vocal from. I would say Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm.
Right now.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Performance style. On that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say Prince for sure.
Ooh. Ooh.
Absolutely, because he takes from everybody. Fred Astaire, James Brown, and he's also playing all his instruments. Yeah, if I could get that with the Jasmine Sullivan voice.
Okay.
What else? Yeah.
All right, what else?
That's how you feel?
Okay. Styling.
Steve Harvey.
The drip.
Huh.
Just the disrespect.
The drip.
Steve, I love you.
That's interesting. Because mm-hmm. R&B has went through some waves styling-wise. I'm trying to think who's really been consistent. You know what? I'll say somebody who's been consistent through multiple generations, Beyonce. Let's go.
Wow.
I really feel like I'm trying to just build build a real strong move here.
I like how you feel.
Let's go.
Okay. All right, young fella.
In the words of Glorilla.
All right. Watch yourself now. All right. Okay. The passion of the artist. The heart of the artist.
Passion.
The umph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's James Brown.
Oh! Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Does it feel good?
Passion.
Does it sound good?
Passion, because half the time we didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about, bro.
Yeah.
So like,
and we didn't care.
But we didn't give a fuck because of the passion, bro.
Yeah.
We really cared about like how he delivered it.
He said chicken change. Word. Chicken change!
Word.
What?
No idea what it means, but like, yo, it felt good.
Yeah.
Don't do no damn squealing.
Don't do no. You heard him.
You heard him.
But you heard him,
you
though.
You rappers heard him.
You rappers heard him.
And sampled it 95 times.
Don't do no damn squealing.
For real.
ain't saying no names.
Hey!
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no name where you was. No. Who you was with. No. What you did. Don't say shit. Yeah. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah, take us there, brother. You got the chords.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
So this segment.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? What's
it's
up,
called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Okay.
Will you tell us a story,
right.
Funny or fucked up.
Okay.
Or funny and fucked up.
All right.
The only rule is
just can't
Leon Thomas cannot say no names. And I just said both of your names because you got two first names.
Yeah. All right.
Or is that two last names? What you got?
No.
Because you could be Thomas Leon too.
Thomas
you
Leon.
Could be Thomas Leon. I like Leon.
Yeah, you could be Thomas Leon.
That's
too.
A good Thomas Leon came through here, man. Shook this whole thing on fire, man.
Word.
This shit got crazy.
You know, you first and last, or you last and first? Either one.
All right.
Just don't say theirs.
Okay, got you.
So this is. No, fuck all that. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Ooh. This is Leon Thomas.
Leon.
Leon.
The victorious man himself.
Yes, sir.
The Lion King himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Huh? Show up as the color purple.
Come on now.
This is his, I ain't saying no names.
Okay, so this was my first ever production session with a really huge artist. And they get there to the studio. And we're working hard on the record. We finally get to the point where they're about to record. And while they're singing, they'll stop, and all I hear is they start doing push-ups in between every take.
Tank.
And I was like, man, this is something else. But I'm talking about like intense push-ups, man.
Yeah,
like,
throughout
the entire session, we had to cut like breathing out of some of the fucking lines. But
middle
like
of the
it's
lines, though.
Yeah, just really just like going. And I was like, wow. And it was my first time ever like, you know, producing, you know, a big artist. And man, it was definitely different for me, to be honest with you. Yeah. But it was kind of cool because it shows, I mean, that fitness journey, you know, it matters. You feel me? Might take some hints.
I like that.
Of course you do. This is about to be his new shit.
I like that.
I'm going to take some hints for sure because I was intense.
Hey, listen, because after about, you know, you have to get to 25, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you got to do after that.
And but the crazy thing is it actually opens up the vocal cords too, though. It opens up. When you're doing your push-ups and shit, it opens up your voice.
That's
you know
a
what I mean? Because you're pushing through, you know what I'm saying? It's exercise.
I was just doing it to make sure
you just
want to
be titties.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
This nigga out here just want to make sure
trying to get right.
He can take his shirt off.
I just want my chest to be.
Right, got you.
Glistening.
Everybody go. Not taking their shirt off at the show, man.
Hey, man, you know.
Why not? Why not? We gonna sell
Come
something.
Come on, man.
I'll tell
Come
you
on
that.
Now.
We gonna sell something.
I tell you that. Melodies or titties. You gonna enjoy one of them. You understand what I'm saying?
Or
Come
both.
On, OG.
Or both.
I love it. I love it.
I'm playing with you, motherfuckers.
But for real,
Leon.
Yeah. What's up, my brother?
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you,
bro.
For real.
Thank you for representing, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for just like, you know, everything about you is solid, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And you could have taken your music in a whole bunch of different directions, but you stayed true to this R&B thing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you've had the opportunity to go to other genres of music because of what you worked for and were afforded by being in that space.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You could have clearly been like, yeah, I'm about to go do. And took this immense and amazing talent that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And took it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But you stayed true to R&B, bro.
Man.
And we commend you for that.
Yeah.
Man, thank you. I mean, it's a genre that I love. I grew up in, you know. And it's really the art of storytelling, you know. So I genuinely want to continue to do R&B and find new ways to add some of the elements that I've taken from some of the other genres I've worked in and mix them in. But, yeah, R&B is always going to be home base for me.
Yeah, we thank you for that. And listen,
thank you.
R&B Money podcast is always home for you.
That's love, man. So, thank you so much for sharing your platform. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Whatever you need from us, we show up.
I love it.
Yeah. We show up and we cheer.
For real, man.
We
thank
support.
You. Thank you. Likewise.
It's about continuing to reestablish, maintain that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's important that we are all connected.
Absolutely.
It's important that, you know what I'm saying, that the things we've learned and whatever fuel we have to feed into you to keep this thing going at a level, that we do that. It is important for us to do that.
Man, I really appreciate it. I mean, obviously, I've been a fan of y'all for a long time.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, I mean, just even being here and kicking it, I mean, we've met a bunch of, you know, a bunch of times in the past, but, you know, this really means a lot to me. So thank you, man. Appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, bro.
I like
it. Yeah, it's love.
That's a young man right there. Remember your grandma would say, see, you know that nice young man, that shit? You should be more like him. That's who you should be like. With your raggedy ass. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. His name is Leon Thomas. His name is Leon Thomas. His name is Leon Thomas. And he's a superstar. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RBMoney.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.